Disappearing Borders. We stood in the plaza at City Hall near Henry Moore's Archer, staring up at the big screen, waiting for men to land on the moon. We were stoned a little, as we often were, not so much that we couldn't manage our lives or walk quietly along Toronto streets, rarely drawing attention to ourselves, except with my daughter's backpack, handmade, suede, a crudely fused metal frame. Enough of a novelty in 1969 that earlier in the afternoon, two old women at the Kensington Market shouted, "I would ruin my baby's legs," or I think that's what they shouted in Italian, their Russian friends joining in a chorus of languages. And now we were waiting for men to land on the moon, where no word had ever been spoken, though the moon made one cameo appearance after another in the poems we wrote then, symbol of time, symbol of eternity, the night moon, day moon, the moon as fingernail, as lemon slice, as sliver, as silver. Go ahead and invent your own simile or metaphor, the famous poet instructed us, but pay attention to the risk. Put the moon in a poem. Pretty soon, your dead grandfather might show up, or your cold mother, or whoever it is you find difficult, because there it is. Stony, implacable, unchanging, except as we see it in phases. But what did he know? A man was about to walk on the moon, say something universal enough to allow all people to share the triumph, no matter their language. My daughter babbling, bouncing against my back, as Armstrong did it, pushed out of the eagle, took the first step, spoke, and there we were, applauding as if he could hear us, as if there were no distance between us and the moon, no borders against human progress.